Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. In this message, we're going to be thinking about John chapter 1, verse 18. That verse says this: "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." In this verse, we learn something about God, which many of us know to be true. We have not seen God. But though we have not seen God, that does not mean that we cannot know him. Indeed, the purpose of this gospel is explained by the Lord Jesus when he prayed to his Father in John chapter 17. And in that prayer, he said this: "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And so it is possible for us to come into a relationship with God and to get to know him personally. But that does not mean, as we've seen, that God can be seen. God is spirit. God does not have a body like we do. God is immaterial. He is not made of atoms and molecules as we are. But God can be known. But the question arises, how can God be known? And this verse tells us that God can be known because he has been declared. He has been revealed. And we're introduced in verse 18 to the Lord Jesus, and he is given this wonderful description: the only begotten Son. This term describes the unique relationship which the Lord Jesus has with God the Father in the Godhead. This describes an eternal relationship. And so we discovered earlier in the gospel that the Word was God. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed God manifest in flesh. And he has a unique relationship with his Father. He is described here as the only begotten Son. He's described as being in the bosom of the Father. The bosom of the Father is not a physical location. It describes the place of intimacy and love, which the Lord Jesus, as the Son of God, constantly enjoys. The Lord Jesus ever was in his Father's bosom in that sense. He could pray in John chapter 17 about the Father's love for him in the past. He says to his Father, "Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." He has always known the love and enjoyment of the affection of his Father. He could speak about the Father's love for him when he was here. He was always in the bosom of the Father. And as such, and because of who he is uniquely placed to tell us about the Father. Says our verse, "He hath declared him," which means he has told him out. This was a question that was raised to him later in the Gospel in John chapter 14. One of his disciples, Philip, said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." To which the Lord Jesus replied, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." In other words, all that God the Father is in essence and nature, the Son is too. And he has declared the Father to us. Indeed, he is the way to the Father. The Lord Jesus could tell us in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If we want to know God the Father, then the Lord Jesus claims exclusively that he is the way to the Father. But we might ask ourselves the question, what kind of Father is he? In what way has God been declared to us by the Lord Jesus? And I want us to bring before you two simple statements that the Lord Jesus made regarding his Father. that are important for us to consider and to understand. In John chapter 17, we have what is really truly the Lord's Prayer. A whole chapter is devoted to the prayer of the Son of God to his Father. And in the course of that prayer, in verse 11, he speaks like this, "Holy Father." And later on, in verse 25, he says, "O righteous Father." Here are two great matters regarding the Father that the Son of God has declared to us. He has declared to us that the Father is holy. He has declared to us that the Father is righteous. And we need to take account of these two great principles, these great truths regarding the Father. He is holy and he is righteous. He is impeccably pure. There is no hidden secrets with the Father. He is light. There is no darkness in him. And in his dealings with men, he is right. He is righteous. And that is the Father who looks upon us, who tests our lives, the God with whom we have to do. Later on, the Apostle Paul will tell us also about the Father and record various statements about him. He is described as the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. He is a Father who is compassionate, a God who is kind, a God who is gracious. He is the Father of mercies. If we want to find the source of mercies and compassions, then says the Apostle Paul, you need to look to the Father. In Ephesians chapter 1, he's described as the Father of glory. Glory is revealed excellence. And Paul is saying now, you need to look to the Father if you want to find the source of excellence. This is the Father that the Lord Jesus has declared to us, that we can come to know. And you might ask the question, well now, how then do I come to know him? And it's simply by believing in his Son, the Lord Jesus. And he gives to us the gift of eternal life. And this life, in essence, is this, that we might know him, the only true God, and his Son, Jesus Christ. When John the Apostle writes to Christians in his first letter, he says this, "I write unto you little children, because you have known the Father." There is in every one of us this profound need to know God, a God that cannot be seen, but a God that certainly can be known, a God with whom we can have a relationship as a father to his children. Says John in his letter, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God." In this gospel, we learn this, that as many as received him, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. If we want to come into a relationship with the Father and to know him, then we need to believe in his Son. We need to receive him as our Saviour and Lord. When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, as described by John in John chapter 20, he appeared to a woman called Mary Magdalene. And he says this, "Go tell my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And for the believer in the Lord Jesus, we recognize that the Father is not only the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we can claim him as our Father. Indeed, that is how the Lord Jesus encouraged his disciples to pray. Our Father, which is in heaven. This is about a real relationship. This is not about simply a religion. This is about coming to know a real person, the Father, as declared, as told out by the Son. May it be that as you contemplate this lovely scripture, you might come to know the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let me close by simply quoting to you the words of John chapter 1 verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.